guys, welcome back to another week of Autastic, your comedian's guide to autism. I am one of your hosts, Kirk Smith, in rainy Vancouver, and here as always is my co-host over the phone,
Graham K. Hello, everybody. I am in sunny, beautiful New York City. But I think the tables are going to turn because you are going to head back to California, and it's not going to get any warmer. I believe it's
not for you.
It's November.
Not for
it's
you.
November 1st, and if my memory serves me correct, after fall comes winter.
Listen, guys, Graham is not just 6'4 and a jawline that can cut glass. He's very smart. He knows his seasons.
I know my seasons.
Don't try to trick him.
guys, this is Autastic. This is the comedian's guide to living with autism in your life. We are not people who have autism. However, we have loved ones who are. My younger brother, who is 33 years old, is somewhere in the middle end of the spectrum, and your son is on the lower functioning end of the spectrum. He has severe autism.
Yeah.
Yes. JJ is a great kid, smiley kid. He's 19. He's a good guy, turning into a good man, but nonverbal. And this is just the podcast where two doofuses try and figure her out and, sometimes give each other a shoulder to cry on when we're scared.
But we're men. We're never scared.
We never
cry unless we sit on our own testicles.
Yes.
Other than that.
Yes, that's never happened.
This is an unusual one. As longtime listeners know, we do a week in review at the beginning. And I kind of had a doozy of a week.
Yeah, you did.
But I feel like we talked about, Graham and I talked about this off air, and I think it's important to talk about this kind of stuff, Graham.
Yeah, it is. We were concerned. You know, we're not trying to hide reality from anybody. So, you know, we're gonna definitely talk about stuff that happens in our lives. But, you know, this is a heavier one, and we want to really focus on it, make it sort of a theme today. And I'm sure that a lot of our listeners, or some of them at least, have gone through or are worried they may go through this in the future. So we're just going to work through it. JJ, I'll set it up and you can knock him down, Kirk.
Yeah.
We discussed in a previous episode that he got some anesthesia so they can to go to the dentist and clean his mouth. That was maybe two episodes ago, I would say, and three episodes ago. And he also, as our longtime listeners know, had a history of seizures. And it would appear that maybe this anesthesia triggered some new seizures. Is that correct? Am I correct in saying that, Kirk?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, we had the it was dentist time on Monday. Today we're recording this on Thursday. So 4 days ago, he had to go to the dentist. He had a couple of cavities that we didn't know about because he's nonverbal. Mm-hmm. So every few years we have to have his teeth cleaned, and to have his teeth cleaned, we have to fully anesthetize him. We have to fully put him under anesthetize, yeah. Maybe. And so, because he will not let you mess with his mouth, certainly not if you're a dentist.
Yeah.
But he now will let you brush his teeth, and will brush himself too, but not great. But he also had a small growth on the side of his head, that just above his ear, that we felt like should probably be checked out. And so we took the opportunity to, when he was under the anesthesia, to clean his teeth, fix the cavities. He had four little cavities. Mm-hmm. I said three, but he had four. And then, I guess operate is the word, right. But to cut this little growth off his head. And, so that was Monday, I believe. And then Wednesday, he had a full epileptic seizure. It's grand mal. I know they don't call him grand mal anymore. Mm-hmm. The technical word is,
anyway, he had a seizure, and, it's the same type of seizure he was having before.
Yes, it's I want to say a tonic colonic seizure. I wanted to say the right word, sorry, but he had a tonic colonic seizure, which is the kind where you can usually your legs give out, you fall over, and then you shake. And it's dangerous because, you know, God forbid if you're operating a heavy vehicle or a car and you have a seizure and you just lose consciousness and you crash into everything, or even more simply, you have a seizure, you fall right over, you clip the corner of your headboard and you die. And so that stuff's scary, right? So yeah, fell down, and then he had a seizure for about 3 to 4 minutes, which is a kind of a long one. And then they flipped him over, and but he had like kind of a rug burn on his face from the shaking. It is important, like I should just use this as a public service announcement. Do not the latest stuff is, do not stick a wooden spoon in their mouth for having a seizure, or your wallet, or your, you know, filthy wallet, or don't stick anything. You can't swallow your tongue. That's an old wives' tale. And you do not pin them down. You know, there used to be a thing where like it's the devil making right. you shake. That's certainly not what's happening. So
okay. I'm surprised to hear you say that. Okay.
Yeah, dude,
Kirk's religious.
I am very religious. Well, I'm LA religious, which is like everybody in the Midwest thinks I'm going to hell, but everybody in LA thinks I'm super religious.
Oh yeah, he goes to church.
I do go to church sometimes.
That's pretty good.
And
that sounds pretty good to me.
Yeah. So and let him work it out. And they also have like for JJ, they use a special spray to spray in his mouth to bring him out of the seizure, which sounds
really?
Yeah, it sounds like witchcraft, but
science.
So that's what we're going through. So then he gets really sleepy afterwards and tired
Sure.
Yeah.
It must be stressful on the body.
Yeah, I think your whole body seizes up, right? So imagine just seizing up your body for a few seconds and now do it for 3 minutes straight, like every muscle in your body is seizing up.
Oh boy. So did he do it in front of the nurses? Because he lives in assisted living in Sweden, around nurses all the time. So
yeah, he had his caregivers there, and he was at home, and so that's good. But and then somebody, they think they caught it right at the beginning, was in the room from the very beginning. So fell over, fell onto the floor, and started with the old shakes. But, scary stuff, man. I'm making jokes because it makes me deeply uncomfortable, obviously.
Sure. Yeah. Wow, man. I'm really sorry, Kirk. I'm really sorry, dude.
That's okay. Everybody, a lot of people are going through similar stuff. I just think it's important that if those of you who are going through something similar know that, you're not alone. There's a few of us going through this stuff where you're second-guessing, right? You're trying to figure out what the right thing to do. Because if you don't fix his teeth, then, you know, there's other issues. If you teeth issues can lead to bad gums, can lead to heart issues too. And so kind of leads us into the news. You know, we've talked about this before, but this is from Psychology Today. The article is titled Early Death in Those with the Autism Spectrum Disorder, and talks about the shorter life expectancy and why. Drowning is a big risk, especially from 5 to 7 years old. 28% die from an injury. Suicide, you're like, I think it says 9 times more likely to suffer from suicide.
Well, you know, he's not going to commit suicide.
Nope, I don't think that's a thing in the cards for him.
No. Now, you're worried about personal injury, maybe.
Personal injury.
A seizure,
yeah.
Bonking his head or something.
And it's rough on your brain, too. Are you ever worried about that with I know Peter doesn't have a. Epilepsy, but you ever worried about that injury and stuff or life expectancy stuff?
My brother Peter, you know what? It's funnily enough, he is going through an injury right now. He's not the greatest athlete and doesn't have the best balance, and he was helping my, but it's not something that you would really notice unless you hung out with him for a week that, you know, the kid doesn't have the greatest. Anyway, so he was helping lift a kayak at my parents' cottage, and he fell on his side and hurt his shoulder, and nobody took any x-rays. Everyone's like, oh, he'll be fine. It hasn't been fine yet, and he's He went in. He was supposed to go in for X-rays today, but something like they finally everyone was like, okay, he's got to go in for X-rays. So something's up with his shoulder. He didn't go in today for X-rays. I didn't quite get why. I have to call back and figure that out. But that doesn't really matter. He's just. You know, it's got this lingering problem that if he wasn't someone with autism, it would probably have been at least diagnosed, if not fixed by now. And it maybe not even happened in the first place, because he wouldn't have fallen over so easily. You know, he's also distracted. Every time he's doing something, he's thinking about something else. He's thinking about God knows what, like being bullied in high school while he's lifting a kayak and not looking at his feet. You know what I mean? He tripped on a rock and he fell over and a kayak landed on him and he fell on his shoulder.
Right.
And he's okay, but I think he's got a sling and he couldn't do work for a little while. He had to take a couple of days off work and he's back working with his, because he can still clean with the other hand. But, you know, they gave him physiotherapy to do and whatever. I mean, it's pales in comparison to what your son is going through. And I know that you were, well, here's, I mean, look, I know he was having it before, seizures before, and you were worried.
Yeah, I do.
That they were gonna
go ahead. Sorry, buddy.
Go ahead.
Go ahead.
You were worried that they were gonna continue, and then they didn't. They stopped. It seemed like they stopped for about 8 months there, and then am I right in saying that around 8 months?
Yeah, that's about right. Yeah.
Enough where you were like, I think the seizures are done, and then this one creeps up again. You know. And so now you're like, does he have to wear a helmet? Like, what do we do?
Well, you just second guess yourself with the anesthesia, because I didn't know what to do. But I felt like that growth needed to be taken care of. And I felt like the teeth needed to be looked at. You know, teeth are important. You know, you have a tooth thing, gets infected. People used to die from that 100 years ago. So, you don't want an infected tooth. You don't want, it's a lot of second guessing.
Before, totally. I don't think look. I am not an expert, and we all know that, and we've said it a million times. But I can tell you, from my perspective, you can't second-guess yourself because you had to do what you did. And how the heck are you supposed to know that the anesthesia would trigger this? And maybe the anesthesia didn't trigger it. Maybe it was waking up and having a cut on his head and his teeth, teeth feeling weird, and the stress of all that, you know.
Yeah, I don't know.
Maybe it's stress that causes it.
I feel like we use this podcast as a little bit as like a public service to some people, because I feel like a lot of our listeners have young kids with autism. So I want to remind people that it is common for kids with autism to develop epilepsy, and they're more likely to develop it in their adolescent years. My son developed it at 16, which that was his first seizure, and it was pretty bad. And that's kind of right on the nose. That's right in the target area for if he's going to get it, that's when he's going to get it. So I would encourage you, if your kid's 10, 12, and I think there are tests that they can do, I believe. They can give EEGs, electronic encephalogram, I think it's called, to evaluate the possibility of seizures, to at least gives you the option to see if you wanted to give him an anticonvulsant. And I think it's something that's worth looking into, especially just because your kid's 5 and they haven't had any yet. I would say it's worth looking into, especially if you have insurance. Check it out.
Yeah, totally. That's good advice, Kirk. But do you know what you're going to do going forward? Does the doctors have any ideas over there? What are people saying?
We need to loop back with the doctor and check on his medication again. But based on the preliminary conversation, it sounds like it's kind of, par for the course. Like it's something that people deal with, and it's part of the benefits of being on the spectrum. There's a little extra challenge of something to consider. We are interested in your stories, guys. Take a second. If you have anecdotal incidents or reports of surgeries or being sedated affecting Epilepsy, we're curious. We're curious to hear from you, aren't we, Graham?
Oh, we're absolutely curious, and quite frankly, we need the content. So,
Graham K., you're a lunatic. Guys, we're going to do a short episode this week. This thing with JJ just caught me by surprise, and I just wanted to get it out there and encourage.
Are you okay?
Yeah, it's life, man. Everybody's got their stuff they're going through, right, that they're trying to navigate. So it does feel helpless. You're in a different, you know, country, and you're trying to figure something out. You're trying to, you know, just because he doesn't have a mom, so then you're like, everything just gets a little bit more, you feel like it's on you. It's hard to explain.
I'll tell you what. You don't have a non-complicated life, but I'll tell you something else. Is you're a good dad. You're trying your best, and you made the right choice. And you know you have to do. It's all about averages. You know it's 100% guaranteed that if you let his mouth rot, he's gonna get sick.
That's the thing. You're choosing your poison.
You pick your poison, and these aren't ding dongs who are deciding to do this and helping you do this. These are doctors.
Yep.
You know, and they think that it's the right thing to do as well. You're not making this choice alone. The experts, everyone over there, like the people are attached to JJ over there. They don't want him to be hurt. They want to make the right choice for him, and that's what they're doing too. So it's a team, and as a team, you guys decide to make this choice, and it probably will. Even though he had a seizure, it doesn't mean that it was the wrong choice anyway.
Right. Yeah.
You know, he still needed his teeth to be cleaned. It's something that now going forward, you know that if you anesthetize him, that is a hard word to say.
Especially by us.
Yeah, boy, oh boy. It reminds me of a Looney Tunes episode where there's like a giant and he's trying to find the rabbit. And he goes, fee, fi, fo, fo, I spell pistachni. He can't say pistachios, and man, it would make me laugh when I was a kid. But anyway, that was a dumb sidebar when we're talking about your son's seizure.
Fair enough.
Oh boy,
you're allowed.
I'm an idiot.
You're allowed.
Yeah. So anyway, you know, going forward, we know that this could trigger it. You know, and he's safe now. So yeah, I don't know.
I'm excited to go see him for his birthday. It's in a few weeks, and so
yeah,
I'll bring him a bunch of toys to make up for the guilt. And
right,
isn't that what normal dads do? I think that's the normal move. And
have you talked to him? Have you talked to him on Skype recently?
Yeah, yesterday. Yeah, and so
and this is post seizure.
Yes, yeah, he was.
And how is he?
A little out of it, a little disoriented, sleepy. And so they said, yeah, he's a little sleepy right now. And so yeah. That's where he's at.
Okay. Well, do you want to continue with the article?
Yeah. Let's read a little bit more of this, and we can wrap it up.
Yeah. Let's end on a cheery note. Continue with the death article.
You know what? We can skip this article. Basically, there are different areas that as we all know, as parents, you need to keep an eye on for your kids. And this is one of them. I did think it was very interesting and worth pointing out that if your kid is 5 to 7, that's the peak drowning years. So be extra careful. I know a lot of kids with autism love the water. And
yeah,
so that was a big.
Peter used to love the water.
Yeah, JJ used to love it. That was a big thing when we got taught him to swim. So at least to like, you know, he wouldn't. If he drowned it because he hit his head or something, not just because he couldn't swim. Yeah. And so. Yeah, it's important to remind you guys to just keep an eye on those little kiddos around the water. That, despite epilepsy, despite all these other things, it's a bigger risk of drowning. So, mm-hmm. Yeah. Swimming lessons are a must.
Yeah. We're not trying to scare you guys out there. I mean, it is what it is. It's any kid, it's tough. So, I mean, you guys are... Keep trying. You're going to be fine.
It's going to be great. You're going to work out. I just feel like it's important as kind of a public service just to talk about when things aren't going super smoothly so you know you're not alone. There's a lot of people going through this. There's a lot of people trying to figure out epilepsy medicine for your kids and different solutions. And so, yeah, if this little ding-dong can do it, you can do it. So
you're the little ding-dong.
Yeah, I'm the ding-dong,
right?
In this case, yeah.
You're not calling your son the ding-dong.
Nope. We're talking about me, and it's not a... phallic reference. I was talking about myself. Where are you this week, Graham? Are you in New York City performing? Where are you performing this week?
I'm going to be in New York City, and then I'm going to be doing a couple shows in Paris, France, on November 13th, and then on the...
Paris, France, nice.
Yeah, on the 18th, I'll be in Berlin, Germany. So hit me up. Find me, go to my website, comedybythegraham.com, if you want to, if you find yourself in Europe and you want to see some English comedy. And I regularly perform in New York City. Also on my all my website. Find me on Instagram K. So on Instagram, that's Instagram at Instagram K and at Mr. Graham K on Twitter. I'm trying to tweet more again.
Look at you.
Trying to do everything.
New agent,
but
new Twitter.
Yeah.
It's great.
I got a new agent, and I'm tweeting, baby.
You're doing it, Graham. You're doing it. I'm in Vancouver this weekend at Yuck Yuck's 5 shows, and then I am.
You gotta stop going up there and taking away our jobs.
And I think I'm in Hawaii in 2 weeks. Sharkies, I want to say, is the name of the place. And
you're doing comedy in Hawaii?
I think so.
Hawaii?
Yeah, I think so. So.
Wow. What do you mean you think so?
That's what it looks like right now, buddy. Not to brag. My sister lives there, so I'm really going to see my sister. But and I have a new niece, and so. But I'll be doing some jokes there too. Some jokes. Sharkies, I want to say.
That's awesome.
Middle of November.
That's so great, man.
Guys, follow me on Instagram. I really appreciate it. Kirk Smith Comedy, Twitter, Instagram, Friendster, MySpace, and send us your notes. And guys, if you take a second to rate and review the podcast
BlackBerry
on iTunes, that'd be great. That works for the algorithm. What were you going to say, buddy?
BlackBerry Messenger.
BlackBerry Messenger.
Dumb joke that I just stepped over the important part.
No big deal.
Yeah, but anyway, guys, also don't forget patreon.com/autastic. You can donate to this website. Give us
a
dollar.
Or this podcast. Yeah, you said this website.
Whatever the heck it is. I don't know. I'm out of gas.
Guys.
I was traveling. I'm jet lagged. I'm already in my pajamas at 7 p.m.
Perfect. Yeah. All right, that's it, guys. Have a great week. You can do it.